السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. We mentioned Hazrat Ismail عليه الصلاة والسلام, such a Nabi of Allah, mentioned in the Quran Kareem 12 times. The son of Hazrat Ibrahim عليه السلام, actually the eldest son of Hazrat Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. We accept the other son of Hazrat Ibrahim عليه السلام, Hazrat Ishaq عليه السلام. Hazrat Ibrahim عليه السلام had other sons as well, Madian and Mudain later on. But these two were anbiya alayhim as-salawatu min Allah wa at-taslimat. As Muslims, we accept Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam is such a Nabi of Allah. Remember his son, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. And remember his son, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam mentioned their virtues, that they are the noblest of people. The Qur'an Kareem mentions them with great reverence and respect. We believe in the fact that Allah has sent them, we love them, we revere them, we accept that lineage of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But very importantly is for us to explain to the world the lineage of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said in the sound report in Sahih Muslim from Hazrat Wathila bin Asqa' radiyallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, "Inna Allah ta'ala istafa min wuldi Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam." From the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah has selected Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So sadly, there are many non-Muslims who don't know this fact. One is, it is in the hadith, and it's also in their books. The fact of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, correct. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was 99. He was much older, he was 99. His wife was also incapable of bearing, Hazrat Sarah عليها السلام رضي الله عنها. And Quran Kareem mentions how the Malaika of Allah came to visit Hazrat Ibrahim عليه السلام, and him not knowing that they were Malaika. This is in Surah Al-Dhariyat. He goes in, فراغ إلى أهله. He quickly says to his family, come, let's prepare something. We learn from this word راغ, which is used for someone to quickly do something. And it's used in Arabic grammar for the fox. What it means here is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam quickly, not wanting his guests to stop him, he wanted to serve the guests for the pleasure of Allah. And he brought what was an amazing ikram. He prepared ijlin hanith, a lamb that he cooked for them, or he cooked on fire, he bride somewhat, you know, for them. He prepared it for them in such a beautiful manner. And then he brings it right before them. And now they couldn't eat. What's amazing here is, they were malaika of Allah. And they came to notify him of few pertinent happenings. Number one is, Allah is going to bless him with a son, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. And the other was that they en route to the area of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam to crush and destroy that nation. But anyway, one lesson is how quickly Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam went to prepare hospitality for his guests without him even knowing who they were. Because at first he didn't know they were malaika of Allah. This is the lesson of the Quran Kareem, that be kind to our guests and make ikram and show hospitality. What a great quality this is. And then also, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala miraculously cured Hazrat Sarah and she bore Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam spoke of the nobility of that lineage. But very importantly is for us to take note of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's lineage as well. This is, was the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum. O Allah, send among them a messenger from them. And then in the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he asks Allah for such a Nabi of Allah from the progeny of Hazrat Ismail, who will do the great works of deen, yatlu alayhim ayatihi, who will give da'wat. And yatlu alayhim, when used with ala like this, what it means is da'wah. And in the da'wah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he used to read the Quran Kareem to the people, inviting the non-Muslims to Islam. So yatlu alayhim ayatihi refers to da'wah. And yuzakkihim is his efforts of purification and self-reformation, purifying and cleansing the ummah from bad qualities and making an effort for people to become better. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And teaching. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Teaching the book and the sunnah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua for his progeny. the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why, interestingly, in the Bible it's clearly mentioned, as we quoted yesterday, Allah says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, concerning Ismail, I have heard you. And interestingly, this lineage is also referred to throughout the Bible. The crux of the verse in Deuteronomy 18:18, Allah says to the people concerning Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, that I will send to them, meaning towards the end times, a prophet like unto thee, Moses, meaning like Musa alayhi salam, from their brethren, from the brothers of thy people. So how clear is this prophecy that a messenger of Allah like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and if we look at it, the closest Nabi of Allah to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we can ask any Christian colleague, friend, associate, that who is like Moses? The Bible in Deuteronomy 18:18 says like Moses. Is Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, like Musa alayhi salam, or is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam like Musa alayhi salam? Explain this to them. And then what makes it clearer is he will be from the brothers of the Bani Israel. Who is the brother of Ishaq alayhi salam? Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah mentions the offspring of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam in Deuteronomy 32:21 to be an unlettered people. Yes, in the English translation of the Bible, in some versions they have it as a foolish nation. In Isaiah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to in Isaiah 29:12 as An-Nabiyul Ummi, the unlettered messenger. So his ummah is known as the ummah of the unlettered. But out of respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how we translate it or explain it as one who Allah has taught. Yes, Allah's Nabi has the most amount of knowledge of all the creation of Allah. But interestingly, this is how he is described in the previous books, An-Nabiyul Ummi. So his ummah is Al-Ummatul Ummiyatu, the ummah that is unlettered. Not that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted people to be unlettered or illiterate. That was part of the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His knowledge was par excellence. His knowledge outweighs the knowledge of all Allah's creation. And this is part of the miracle that such a book Allah granted him, the Quran, that without him being able to read and write, this is part of the miracle. And this is how he's described in the previous ummah. So interestingly, his ummah is also described like that. So they know about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in that prophecy, Deuteronomy 18:18, this final Nabi of Allah will be from the brethren of the offspring of the Israelites. So from the brothers of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. The brother of Ishaq alayhi salam is none other than Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. We just mentioned to you recently about the sons of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and how they are also mentioned as 12 princes, one of them being Qaidar. Now, Qaidar is the son of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. In Isaiah, that's a chapter in the Bible, Isaiah. Allama ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, brings the same full report of this messenger of Allah's prophecy, Isaiah, in his tafsir of Surah Al-Ahzab, under the verses, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا. This is in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 45. Under this verse, he brings an amazing report where Wahab bin Munabbi rahimahullah says that Allah revealed to his Nabi, one of the Anbiya of the Bani Israel, يُقَالُ لَهُ شَعْيَا, in Arabic, إِشْشَعْيَا عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, and قُمْ فِي قَوْمِكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, stand up and tell your community, the Bani Israel, and I am going to make you speak, and I am going to inspire you, فَإِنِّي مُنْتِقٌ لِسَانَكَ بِوَحْيٍ وَأَبْعَثُ أُمِّيًّا مِنَ الْأُمِّيِّينَ, and I will send this Nabi, who is Ummi, the unlettered messenger. He will be the final Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this report describes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is a report in Tafsir ibn Kathir. And then I want you to see Isaiah, which is, this is a verse in the Bible, chapter 42. There's such a remarkable, clear resemblance of most of the verses, besides a few verses where you can see clearly the Bible has been tampered with. That's why even the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been removed. But the descriptions, the adhan, The mention of Qidar, that's the son of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, is clearly mentioned. What they felt would be too clear was removed, and they left it hoping that no one would realize that this clearly refers to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Qidar is clearly there, the Adhan is clearly there, the descriptions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clearly there, going to the unlettered people, the Gentiles, is clearly there. So let me read a little bit of the Arabic for you from the Tafsir Ibn Kathir. وَأَبْعَثُ أُمِّيًّا مِنَ الْأُمِّيِّينَ أَبْعَثُهُ لَيْسَ بِفَضٍّ وَلَا غَلِيظٍ وَلَا صَخَّابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ لَوْ يَمُرُّ إِلَى جَنْبِ سِرَاجٍ لَمْ يُطْفِئْهُ مِنْ سَكِينَتِهِ وَلَوْ يَمْشِي عَلَى الْقَصَبِ لَمْ يُسْمَعْ مِنْ تَحْتِ قَدَمَيْهِ أَبْعَثُهُ مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا لَا يَقُولُ الْخَنَا أَفْتَحُ بِهِ أَعْيُنًا كُمْهَا وَآذَانًا صُمًّا وَقُلُوبًا غُلْفًا أُسَدِّدُهُ لِكُلِّ أَمْرٍ جَمِيلٍ وَأَهَبُ لَهُ كل خلق كريم وأجعل السكينة لباسه والبر شعاره والتقوى ضميره والحكمة منطقه والصدق والوفاء طبيعته والعفو والمعروف خلقه والحق شريعته والعدل سيرته والهدى إمامه والإسلام ملته. And the report says وأحمد اسمه. His name would be أحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أهدي به بعد الضلال وأعلم به بعد الجهالة وأرفع به بعد الخمالة وأعرف به بعد النكرة وأكثر به بعد القلة وأغني به بعد العيلة أنعيلة وأجمع به بعد الفرقة وأؤلف به بين أمم متفرقة وقلوب مختلفة وأهواء متشتتة وأستنقذ به فئاما من الناس عظيمة من الهلكة وأجعل أمته خير أمة أخرجت للناس يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر موحدين مؤمنين مخلصين مصدقين لما جاءت به رسلي ألهمهم التسبيح والتحميد والثناء والتكبير والتوحيد في مجالسهم وفي مساجدهم ومجالسهم ومضاجعهم ومنقلبهم ومثواهم يصلون لي قياما وقعودا ويقاتلون في سبيل الله صفوفا وزحوفا ويخرجون من ديارهم ابتغاء مرضاتي ألوفا يطهرون الوجوه والأطراف ويشدون الثياب في الأنصاف قربانهم دماؤهم وأناجيلهم في صدورهم. And the verse continues and continues. So amazing. To translate some of these attributes and accolades of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described in the previous book, stand up and tell them, O Allah's Nabi, such a Nabi Allah will send. He would not be harsh nor cruel, nor would he scream aloud in the bazaars. His politeness and his humbleness would be such that even if he were to walk past a lamp, it would not get extinguished due to his tranquility that he brings and moves with. Even if he were to walk on bamboo sticks, you would not hear them crackle beneath his feet. I would send him as a herald of good news and a warner to those who defy. He would never ever be vulgar. Through him I open blind eyes, deaf ears, sealed hearts, and I guide him to every beautiful trait and way. I gift him and grant him every magnificent quality and character, and I grant him tranquility as his garb and garment, righteousness as his vest and inner garment, and Allah's consciousness as his heart, ضميره, his conscience, and wisdom would be his utterances, and loyalty, truthfulness would be his nature, pardon and mercy would be his character, truth would be his sharia, his law, and justice his way of life, and so forth. And clearly his name would be Ahmad, and then descriptions of his ummah. So let me read some of the verses of Isaiah for you, chapter 42.